Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here he is, draft expert.
Yes.
He's worked in many front offices. Now you can see him on NFL Network. He's got the podcast, Moving the Sticks, and that's Daniel Jeremiah. Daniel, Joe and Evan, how are you?
Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. What's going on?
All right, first, most important question. Were you offered a job in the New York Jet organization?
I talk to Joe almost every day or every other day, and he knew where I was in life. He knew that I was very comfortable where I am. So that was explained that I'm going to wish him the best and hope that they get that thing turned around with the Jets. And now I'm going to keep putting my ugly face on television.
I'm glad because I like you. I think Beningo likes you.
Yep.
If you were in the Jet organization,
we don't want to have to kill you.
Things would get different.
and I'm going to ask you this, Daniel, okay? Tell me the reason, okay, that 4 years from now, maybe 3 years from now, we're not having another press conference to welcome in the new head coach and the new general manager. Tell me the reason that is not going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you the reason. If it's going to work out there, and I think it does have a good chance to work out, I think that highly of Joe, is that you're going to look where the investment takes place. You start already having a quarterback that I think is going to be a top 10 quarterback in the league. Now, some people, maybe say, could he be a top 5 quarterback? I'm being conservative, saying I think he has the ability to be a top 10 quarterback, which is plenty good enough to win with. And Joe's philosophy, and it goes back to when we were together with the Baltimore Ravens, and it's carried over throughout his scouting career, is he's going to address the offensive line, and he's not going to do it a one-time thing. He's going to do it each and every year. And if you look at the teams that have made a turnaround in the NFL, just look at the Indianapolis Colts and how frustrating that was to watch Andrew Luck get the tar beat out of him year after year and watch a team almost waste the prime of an elite player. And then all of a sudden Chris Ballard comes in, they address the offensive line, and magically the Colts are in the postseason and doing some damage. So that's what Joe's going to do. And you can look at the Philadelphia Eagles draft last year. Their first-round pick is a guy that's probably not going to play this year in Andre Dillard, but he was such a talented tackle, and that is such an important position that when he was there and they're picking in the 20s, they got him. And that's just to secure the long-term future. So you look at the Jets, a team that you don't feel great about the five guys you've got to trot out there, and you look at Joe's history where they've had 8, 9, 10 starting caliber linemen on their roster. I think that's the goal, and that's where they're headed.
I got to mix in a giant question because I was reading in the last couple of minutes some quotes coming from Coach Pat Shurmur, who is making it seem like Daniel Jones has a chance to win this quarterback job, which is not something I really thought was possible. I figured Eli would be the quarterback, and then if the Giants are out of it, they'll make a change. But his comments kind of lead you to believe that, wow, Daniel Jones has a good camp. He could be the starting quarterback. What were your thoughts on Daniel Jones watching all the tape that you watched? And your thoughts on him at the next level and potentially, I think, surprising a lot of us by being the starting quarterback for the Giants right out of the gate.
Yeah, look, Daniel was my, gosh, if the draft goes so fast. I believe he was my fourth quarterback. I had him around the 30th player, 31st player. So that's where I had him stacked up. Now, that being said, I thought of all the guys coming in, he was probably more prepared to play early on than a lot of these guys because – look, he's a smart kid. He's started a lot of games. He's been tutored and coached really well, as everybody knows here from Cutcliffe. So while I wasn't blown away with the ceiling, he does not have a huge arm, but he's smart. He's going to be able to learn the playbook, and he's accurate, especially, underneath, intermediate, and any type of a loft throw. Now, the accuracy when he really had to drive the football, that was something I thought that he needed to improve on. But honestly, my take on it, seeing what Shurmur said, is you're getting ready to go into your first offseason as a quarterback, and what better way to drive you and to motivate you going into your first real break before you come back for training camp than to have your head coach give you a little confidence that you got a legitimate shot at this thing. That'll get you up early in the morning.
Daniel Jeremiah with us talking football with him. right, tell me why, okay? Right, call me skeptical, but I've been a Jet fan since 1965. What do you want me to be? It's only been 50 years, okay? It's only 50. What's 50 years? Tell me why I should believe in Adam Gase. Tell me why.
Well, you know, first of all, I would start getting the when you get the seal of approval from Peyton Manning, that matters to me.
Can I stop you right away? Here's a guy, Peyton Manning, that did not want to play for my team. He could have been the number one draft choice as a Jet. He didn't want to come here. So why the hell do I got to listen to him? I'm serious, Dan. Why do I give a damn what Peyton Manning says?
Well, I would say the reason I would was because I think you've been a Jets fan for 50 years.
54. There was one good year. It's only been 50 years now.
If you add it up, I haven't done the exercise, but I'm guessing if you added up all the touchdown passes that you've seen from the Jets over those 54 years, I don't know that it would get to Peyton's number.
That's fine, but I mean, I'm not disagreeing with that. But the point is, still, why do I? Who's he as far as telling me that this guy is going to be the head coach that I've been waiting for since Weeb Eubank? Tell me why.
Well, again, now there's two different conversations. Now, one is, can he be a great offensive coach that can get the best out of his quarterback? And that's where I tend to fall in line and say, okay, I think he's going to be good. He's going to be good for Sam Darnold to get him going.
Right.
Now,
right.
Is he going to give a Vince Lombardi speech that's going to send chills up your spine? That's not him. In terms of the overall being the head coach, being the leader of the organization, I think that jury's still out. I don't think anybody has an answer to that. But in terms of designing offense, calling plays, Peyton Manning, to me, that opinion matters in that department, because I don't know there's been anybody smarter in terms of how to design and execute plays than that guy. And when he gives you the stamp of approval, that matters to me from an offensive standpoint. But to me, yeah, the verdict's still out. He has a lot to prove as a head coach. I agree on that one.
And you know, when Mike Maccagnan was fired, the impression that Joe and I have, and I think a lot of Jet fans have, is that Adam Gase won a power play. Adam Gase got him out. And whoever the next GM is, Adam Gase is going to have a lot of power in that. You know Joe Douglas. What's your sense on the way this relationship is going to work and the way the power structure is going to work?
Well, you guys, I know you don't know him yet, but if you've seen a picture of Joe, I think you realize real quick he's not going to be a pushover. That's just the way he is. He's as tough as he looks. So that you start there. He does have a relationship with Adam, having worked with him for a year. But I thought, you know, just from the outside looking in, that everybody talks about the number, the reported number of what he's going to make. To me, I don't care about that. What was fascinating to me was the 6 years. So for Joe to get 6 years on that deal, that told me that this is not somebody that's coming in here to be anybody's lapdog. I mean, that is a long, long-term commitment. I think Adam got four, right?
So yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's interesting to me.
Should I be concerned about Le'Veon Bell? First of all, let me start with the fact that it sounds like the brilliant coach didn't want him here. That's great. Let's start with that. Okay, and then the other thing with this guy, see, I look at Le'Veon Bell and Daniel, I figure one big year out of him. He'll come in this year with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. He wants to show everybody he knew what he was doing with stick it to Pittsburgh and all of that. And then after that, I'm going to be very concerned about what I'm going to get from this guy. He's more concerned about rap records than he is about, you know, winning a championship here. So what do you think I get from Le'Veon Bell here?
Well, you know, it's always fascinating to me when you've taken a whole year away. We've seen guys that have missed a year of injury and come back and looked as good or better. We've seen guys that don't look anything like what they looked like before.
Right.
So I don't have a legitimate answer on what we're going to see from him. I can just tell you if the Jets see the guy that we last saw on the field in Pittsburgh, he's going to have a big time impact just because of what he can do, even on third down, being able to help a young quarterback. When I look at this, the development of Sam Darnold, and while they still have issues along that offensive line that scare me, I do like the fact that, you know, with a young quarterback, you want security blankets. I think that young tight end is really good.
Herndon.
I think Herndon's going to be a really good player. So when you have him and you can get Le'Veon Bell, who can get out of the backfield as well, and he's really good in pass protection, I think that's going to be key for Darnold in this next year. But you know, that's under the assumption we see the Le'Veon Bell that we last saw. And nobody knows that until we see him back on the field.
Why do you think Joe Douglas, because Joe Douglas has been somebody the Jets have targeted for a while. I think numerous times they've tried to convince him to take this job. Do you know why he was so hesitant to take this job in previous times?
Well, you know, look, I think when you're, you know, when you look at it, it used to be you got a chance as a general manager. If it didn't work out in the first stop, maybe you know, there's a chance you get a second stop. Well, if you look recently, very few examples of guys getting a second crack at it. So when you're a hot name, as Joe's been, and some of these other guys, we've seen it over the years, you want to wait and get your good opportunity where you've got a chance to be successful, because this might be it. So to me, I think that's what goes into that. And this year there was very little turnover. You know, we've seen the Houston job pop open, but, very little turnover in the front office. And everybody, if you look at, you know, you can play the game and look who's on the hot seat for the next year, 2 years, probably going to be 8-9 general manager jobs open up over the next 2 years. So, I think that's what causes you to say, okay, let me really look at this thing. Is this my opportunity? Is this the one that I want? And that's why it took some time. You know, we were together in Baltimore, and we had a guy there, Eric DaCosta, who's just been named, his is his first year taking over for Ozzie Newsome. This was his first draft. And Eric had opportunities to leave every single year,
right,
to leave Baltimore, and he didn't do it because he knew he had that one shot. He ended up waiting long enough that he just took over for Ozzie. But that's somebody that that Joe knows well, and he saw firsthand. Be patient, make sure you get the right one.
All right, I know you only got a couple minutes here. It's again talking to Daniel Jeremiah. The thing I tell you, as a Jet fan, the thing that maybe excited me the most, I'm very happy about the Keenan Williams draft. Hopefully, this guy's going to be the real deal. We'll see. But the thing that probably excited me more than anything else, Daniel, was Greg Williams as defensive coordinator. I mean, the upgrade there, because the head coach last year was a disaster. He's a terrible head coach. Mm-hmm. But with that said, all right, Greg Williams running the defense, that excites me. It really does. Should I be excited about him being the defensive coordinator?
I think so. When you look at Greg's going to bring a lot of energy, and I think he's got some of the chess pieces to be able to do some really unique things. When you look at what Mosley can do at the linebacker position,
right.
Especially what Adams is going to be able to do in the back end, he's going to allow him to do a lot of different things. But the added bonus there, it's not lost on me how well and how quickly Baker Mayfield adjusted in the NFL last year. You can't tell me that practicing against that Greg Williams defense every day in training camp, where you see every look imaginable, did not prepare him for his own start when he got out on the field. I think that's going to help Sam having a chance to play against that complicated defense each and every day.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah, it should be very interesting. Do you see yourself down the road getting in back into the front office, or are you going to be the TV guy now for the rest of your career?
Yeah, look, you know, everybody always says you never say never. I love what I'm doing. You know, we had s'mores last night out while the kids were swimming, and I did not have a care in the world about what my, you know, what a running back was going to look like the next day, if he's going to get hurt or that stuff. So it's not a bad life.
No, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. And you know what? I give you this comp. You're real good at it. I mean, you become a star, and I think you're the most respected draft guy now on TV, so keep it up. If I was your advisor, Daniel, I'd say keep it going and ask for more money. That's what I would do.
Well, I've got impetus to stay in this role now because I know that my two best friends in New York might come after me if I went to the other side and made mistakes.
So that is true.
Well, all the more reason to stick put.
All right, quickly on Keenan Williams. How high are you on him?
Oh, he's a stud. He's a stud, man. He can line up anywhere and do anything. And you've seen him talk. He looks like he's 15 years old.
Right. He does.
He's tapped into his strength yet. I mean, he's only going to get bigger and stronger. So he's got a chance to be. You know, people ask me who he's compared to. And I said, well, if you like Ndamukong Suh and you like Gerald McCoy, I think he's the best of both of them.
Wow. Mm. Not bad. We'll take it. Daniel, we appreciate it, man.
All right, Daniel.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, man. Thank you.
Daniel Jeremiah. You can follow him on Twitter at Moving the Sticks. He's on NFL Network. I mentioned this earlier on in the interview that Pat Shermer's comments today, I'm reading it from Tom Rock of Newsday, does leave it very open that Daniel Jones is going to compete for this job. He said about Jones, he's on track with the goal to be ready to play day one. The quarterback stuff will be on the front burner for everybody. I get that, but he's on track. He says he's constantly weighing Eli against Jones and deciding who gives the team the best chance to win. We're going to play the very best player. So, if Daniel Jones ends up starting, why the hell did they bring Eli Manning back to begin with? And if Daniel Jones is going to start early on anyway, why did they bring Eli Manning back to begin with?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.